When we talk about past Philadelphia mayors, we tend to think of those more or less within our own memories. The city's first black mayor, Wilson Good, Frank Rizzo back in the 70s, and maybe the old blue-blooded reformer of the 50s, Richardson Dilworth. But as the name of our blog notes, we're about to elect our 99th mayor. What about the others? Well, here with a brief look at the early days of Philadelphia mayors is our show's producer, Shai Ben-Yaakov. Shai, what was it like to be a mayor of pre-revolutionary Philadelphia?
Well, let's just go back to that time. It was very different than it is today. First off, the city's early mayors are appointed, not elected. That change wouldn't come until the mid-19th century. The mayor is selected from among what are then called the aldermen of the city. They serve just one-year terms and have far fewer responsibilities than they do today. The mayor runs the meetings of the aldermen, but one of his chief responsibilities is to measure the bread.
What? Measure the bread?
Yes. Here's Temple history professor Jessica Chopin-Roney to tell us a little more about that.
It's basically his job to make sure that weights and measurements are accurate and that people are getting what they're paying for it and that the bread is not adulterated, things like that.
All right. That's a pretty hands-on job for a mayor.
Certainly. The mayor literally had his hands on the dough. And sorry about that. And in a broader sense, the mayor was in charge of local markets. Other than that, the mayor didn't do all that much in the 18th century. And in fact, this was an unpaid position. Most of these men, and of course they could only be men at the time, were involved in local industry. No one really aspired to be the mayor. The city had no taxing authority at the time. That was all at the state level. And so it really had no money and no power. In fact, there are dozens of cases of an alderman being tapped to be mayor and paying a fine of $20 or $30 rather than serve as mayor. And this brings us to the case of the missing mayor.
The missing mayor?
Yes. In 1747, the aldermen appoint one of their own, a brewer named Anthony Morris, to serve as mayor. Then they go to try to find Morris. And I guess word had gotten out. And lo and behold, they can't find him. They search for him in Bucks County in Trenton. Can't locate him. They find his wife. She says he's out, won't say where. And she refuses to accept the official document that says he's the mayor, sort of like ducking a court summons. So early on, being mayor, not really something one aspires to.
Okay. What happened to Morris?
Well, since the aldermen can't find him, they hold a re-election and the previous mayor, William Atwood, serves another term, at which point it's safe for Morris to reemerge. It's not known where he was for that time.
Okay, the case of the missing mayor. Thanks, Shai.
Anytime, Dave.
And Shai will be back a little later in the show to share more stories of past Philadelphia mayors.